We have Kenny here to tell us about what's happening outside. Good morning, Kenny. Thanks for being here.
Yeah, it's good to be here. I probably don't need to tell you what's happening outside. what's happening outside?
Well, it's,
what's going on up in the Two Harbors area?
Well, things look very different than the last time we spoke. Yeah. I would say the snow is essentially gone in town except the piles. I know there's still snow as soon as you leave town. And yeah, we had just amazing warmth for much of the week. I know it hit the 80s driving from here along the scenic at least one of the days. And everyone looks a little bit giddy. And just in the last couple of days, the east wind has kicked in and it's kind of forced everyone to put on their jackets again and get back to normal and grump about the chill again.
April in Minnesota.
Yeah, I tell you what, and what an exciting time to be alive.
yeah, no kidding. We had a an incredible warm-up. And I would say, you know, in terms of April heat waves, this one, depending on where you were, of course, in northern Minnesota, there's all this work that the air has to do before it can get warm.
Yeah.
There's snow on the ground. It expends a lot of energy just melting that snow or turning it from the frozen state into either liquid water, which is melting, or into gas, water vapor, or humidity, which is called sublimation. On hot days, both can happen, but the air temperature gets held back a bit. So this heat wave actually began in southern Minnesota late in the weekend, last weekend, and on Monday, and then it kind of surged north over time, kind of hit its peak on Tuesday and Wednesday in most of the state, and then retreated a bit. You'll find eastern parts of the state will still be pretty warm today, but there's a cold front coming through. So you can say goodbye to, depending on where you were, you might have seen 70 degrees. You can say goodbye to that after today. Probably won't get out of the 50s in the Two Harbors area, but some folks inland that get good sun exposure, I wouldn't be too surprised to see them up around 60, even 65 degrees. But the cold front comes through, and I don't know what to tell you. I mean, it's rain and thunderstorms turning to cold, blustery rain as we get deeper into the weekend. And then the rain, that cold rain, where it falls hardest, I think it's going to start turning over to snow sometime Saturday night, Sunday morning. And, you know, we're going to be fighting the warm ground that we have now. We're going to be fighting the you know, this, even though it'll be cloudy on Sunday, the sun makes it through the clouds and actually provides a lot of warming. So there's some forces that will cut against snowfall accumulation, but it does look like some part of Minnesota will probably see accumulating snow. It's not clear where it's going to be. The Northeast is always a good candidate because it's one of the colder parts of the state. Mm. It's not clear how much, because that depends on how quickly that turnover happens and how cold it gets and how much snow actually accumulates during that time. But the ingredients are there for someone to get surprised so that by Sunday they've got a good pile of snow out, you know, covering the land again. It won't last all that long. Obviously, it's mid-April, so it will barely make it a day. But, yeah, I think winter has not loosened its grip fully just yet. In fact, looking ahead, there's two more weather systems coming next week. And both have at least some snowfall potential in northern Minnesota. One of the systems, the second one, we'll have to watch that. That looks like it could be quite powerful. And, you know, that might be the kind of thing where on the warm side of it, you get heavy thunderstorms, heavy rain, maybe even severe weather. And then on the cold side, you know what?
Yeah. Who will be the lottery winner this time? That's the question.
Right, exactly.
It's so funny because I was in the middle of the heat wave. I was talking to a friend and saying, oh, surely we've had our snow for the year. And she said, nope, my birthday is April 18th, and we always have snow on my birthday. So she's going to be pretty close to being right again if we end up winning the lottery this
that
time.
That kind of lore has a very hit or miss, you know, like you always remember when you're right. So you have a birthday on a given day.
That's true.
It snows four times out of 30 or 40, and you remember those times, and then you turn it into, it always seems to snow on my birthday.
That's right.
We do a lot of this with people who are just absolutely convinced that, you know, they've seen it snow on certain holidays all the time, or they've, you know, even summer holidays like the 4th of July. Right. Usually there's some interesting memory stuff going on. Our minds are amazing. And the things that we can, this isn't to cast doubt on your friend's birthday observation. But yeah, you know, we have kind of a streak of mid-April snowfall in Minnesota. I mean, it happened a lot in the last decade. In the 2010s, we had several kind of big mid-April snowstorms across the state, different years.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I mean, I don't see, you know, anything that's going to transform the landscape back to where we were a couple weeks ago. But I think, you know, probably not done seeing the snow fall over the entire state. That's, I guess, a safe bet.
Yeah.
And meanwhile, as you alluded to, parts of Minnesota lost 20 inches of snow in about 5 days. This from the warm spell. Much of northern Minnesota, your friends up in, you know, Brimson, Finland, folks in the really snowy areas, just outside, basically up the hills outside of Two Harbors and along the North Shore, that whole area lost 20 inches, 2 feet in some areas, maybe even 30 inches. We went from having way above normal snowpack over the northern three quarters of the state to really nothing spectacular now. Pockets of, you know, heavier snow still persist in parts of northeast Minnesota. But, you know, we took a big bite out of that snowpack. We knew some folks in central Minnesota, they went from, you know, 20, 22 inches of snow on the ground to bare ground in 4 days.
Yeah.
So quite a melt off.
Yeah.
Heat was not unprecedented. We've been this warm for listeners who don't know. Much of southern Minnesota went into the high 80s. We even had a few stray 90-degree readings across southern parts of the state. You know, we've done this before. It's not super common, but we've been approximately this warm this early in the season, I'd say a handful of times. If you're kind of, if you accept the fact that, you know, temperature reading it seems precise, but there's error associated with that. And so, if, you know, we're 87 or 88 this year and 86 or 87 or maybe 89 on another year and you're give or take a day or two. You know, this has happened a handful of times, but what seems to be a little bit unusual about this one, where we have to dig, and it would be difficult digging to figure it out, is if we've had such a hot, warm and hot air mass surge over the state when there was so much snow on the ground and then trigger such a rapid and widespread melt-off. I mean, our streams, our streams went from below normal levels.
Yeah.
To now, many of them are up over their banks, at their banks, or over their banks. I mean, this happened in a flash. That is pretty impressive. We don't have a great history on it because we don't have comprehensive snow depth monitoring and certainly runoff monitoring at the scale that we would need to really understand it historically. But this appears to be, given how late the snowpack persisted over such a wide area and at such great depth, this appears to be one of the larger and faster releases in our recorded history.
Yeah. And then is this upcoming precip going to complicate? I mean, how much moisture is going to fall in either rain or snow to worsen the flooding?
Yeah, I wouldn't expect for this next weather system, you know, a lot of the damage, if you want to call it that, that's been done by the rapid snow melt is not just what goes directly into a stream, but it's in those more complicated networks that you have in southern Minnesota and central Minnesota, where you've got multiple streams flowing into a larger stream or river, and then that flows into one of the big rivers. And when all of that accumulates, you end up really pushing the water levels high in the St. Croix River, Minnesota River, and Mississippi River. So it's hard for, you know, an inch of precipitation or so to really compound that very much because most of the damage has already been done.
Okay.
But it would have the effect of keeping us wet. And of course, if we kind of do hit the jackpot with around an inch of precipitation this week, and then the next week's systems come in as advertised, then we'd be looking at being in a wet pattern that could at least prolong some of the high water levels.
Okay. Great info, and we are out of time. So thanks so much, Kenny.
Sure.
See you next week.
Yeah, have a great weekend. Thanks, everyone.
Bye-bye. Kenny Blumenfeld, senior climatologist with the Minnesota DNR.